Hello everyone, it's Mr. Charlton here, and this is Audio Story 248. Now the next story has been chosen by Devin. Hello Devin! And Devin has asked for the monster that moved in. Now boys and girls, this is one of my longer stories, so it might be more suitable for children who are 6 or more. Are you ready? Okay, let's begin. The Monster That Moved In by Kate Clary. Chapter 1. Have you ever had someone come and stay over at your house, like a friend or someone in your family? Sometimes my friend Connor stays over at my house, or my cousins come down and stay with us. Next week, we are having someone very special come stay at our house. Not just anybody. Can you guess who? I bet you can. That special guest that we are having is a monster. Can you believe it? I can't even tell you how excited I am. I don't know about you, but I've always liked monsters. I like them in all colours and shapes and sizes. Mum and Dad finally agreed that a monster could move in with us. It took some begging and pleading and pouting, but they finally said yes. Do you think your parents would let a monster move into your house? Well, let me tell you what happened when a monster moved in with us. Chapter 2. It was a Friday evening, and we were all sitting in the living room, waiting for the monster to show up. He's due in 1 minute, said Dad, checking his watch. Oh, I can't wait, I said. Control yourself, Caden, said my sister Mackenzie, rolling her eyes. Mackenzie is 12, and I'm 7. She wasn't quite as excited about the monster as I was. Just ignore her, said my older brother Matthew, who is 9. A monster is moving in. That is very cool. Do you know what would be even more cool, said Mackenzie? It would be even more cool if you moved out. All right, cut it out, said Mum. The monster is going to be here any second. Just then, there was a rappity-rap-rap at the door. Everyone jumped. Mum got up first, and we all followed her to the door. I held my breath. And when she opened it, my eyes almost popped out of my head. There in the doorway stood the monster. He had purple fur and 2 short horns on either side of his head. He had a huge smile with big, shiny, white teeth. His long, gangly arms hung down by his sides. In one hand was a suitcase, and in the other hand was a smaller case, the kind that you would put an instrument in. Very strange.
Well, hello, people, he said, in a big, friendly voice. He put his 2 cases down. It's a pleasure to meet you, Tim and family. My name is Buzz.
Hello, Buzz, said Mum.
Hey there, said Dad.
Mum and Dad stuck out their heads and said hello once again. And then they put out their hands and gave Buzz a big handshake. I noticed that he was almost as tall as Mum. And this is Caden, Matthew and Mackenzie, said Mum, introducing all of us.
Howdy do, said Buzz, pumping our hands with his big purple one.
We all went into the living room. I heard Mackenzie whispering to Mum.
I love his purple fur, she said.
I know, said Mum. It's such a beautiful shade of purple.
When we were all settled in the living room, Buzz opened his suitcase. We all gasped when we saw what was in it. It was full of socks. Socks, socks, and more socks. Socks of all colours and designs.
I have a thing for socks, he said.
He pulled on a pair of black socks with purple polka dots.
That's better.
There was a big platter on the coffee table with cookies and brownies and a pitcher of lemonade.
Oh, I hope you like cookies and brownies, asked Mum.
Are you kidding?
Explained Buzz.
I absolutely love them.
Well, let's dig in, said Dad. As everyone munched on their treats, we had a great time letting and getting and knowing Buzz. Do you like playing video games? Asked Matthew.
Of course I do, said Buzz.
Do you like watching football? Said Dad.
You betcha, said Buzz. I love watching all sports.
Do you like going outside? I asked. Do you like going on the trampoline? We have a big trampoline in our backyard.
Oh, I love trampolines, said Buzz. I can't wait to play outside with you and Matthew.
Buzz then turned to Mackenzie.
I like your taste in clothes, he said. I would love to go shopping with you one day.
Ooh, why thank you, said Mackenzie. I would love to go shopping with you, and I love your purple fur.
Yeah, my fur is a fantastic colour, isn't it?
Said Buzz.
You don't see too many people with purple on them. Well, actually, you don't see too many purple monsters either.
Buzz then turned to Mum.
Mrs. T, these cookies and brownies are delicious. Absolutely delicious. If you can cook as well as this, I'm going to be one happy monster.
Mum blushed.
Oh, that's so sweet of you to say, she said. And she was very happy. I don't know if anybody else noticed what I did. When Buzz ate, he stuffed too much food in his mouth and talked with his mouth open. He had cookie crumbs and brownie crumbs all over the place. On the floor, on the sofa, all over his purple furry chest, he was making quite a mess. When Mum took the plates back to the kitchen, Buzz put some cushions behind his head and put his feet up on the coffee table. He took the remote control and started flipping through the TV channels.
Well, that's okay, I thought. I'm glad that Buzz is making himself right at home, even if he is a little bit messy.
That night, when I went to bed, I felt so contented. I couldn't believe that a monster had moved in. A big, bubbly, purple monster with a suitcase full of colourful socks. And he was sleeping in the spare bedroom right next to me. I couldn't wait for the next day. Chapter 3. That night, I got up because I had to go to the bathroom. Everyone else was still in bed. I noticed that Buzz's bedroom door was open. I wondered where he was. I went into the living room and heard singing from the kitchen. I looked in the kitchen. My mouth dropped open. The fridge door was open. Cupboards were open. There was stuff all over the table and the counters. On the table was a huge sandwich. The frying pan was on the stove with some butter sizzling in it. Buzz was standing there. He was wearing Mum's pink fluffy bathrobe. He cracked some eggs into a bowl and whisked them. Then he put the eggs in the frying pan.
Hey there, buddy, said Buzz. What are you doing up?
I just needed to go to the bathroom, I said. I noticed your bedroom door was open. What are you doing? Why are you up?
What does it look like? Said Buzz, giving a big smile. I'm just having a midnight snack. I'm making a cheese omelette. Then I'm going to have some ice cream. You want some?
Yeah, I'll have some ice cream, I said. I ate my mint chocolate chip ice cream while Buzz stuffed his face with the omelette and with the huge sandwich he had made earlier. In between bites, he would drink from a carton of orange juice. After he finished, he ate the rest of the ice cream right out of the container. As he ate and drank, he told me about his travels around the world.
Oh, I've been everywhere. London, Paris, Rome, Tokyo, you name it, I've been there.
When Buzz was done eating, he lifted up the tablecloth and wiped his mouth. He let out a big burp.
I'm so full. I'm going to sleep, and I'm going to sleep like a log.
He got up, loosened his bathrobe, and then decided to walk away. When we went back to bed, I looked back at the kitchen. It was a huge mess. Buzz hadn't cleaned anything up. I knew that Mum would not be happy the next morning. Not at all. And of course, I was right. The next morning, I got up just after Mum. I could hear Mum's loud gasp coming from the kitchen. When I walked in, she was standing there with her hands on her hips, shaking her head.
Oh, I can't believe this, she said. What a mess.
Buzz raided the fridge last night and had a midnight snack, I said.
Yes, I see, said Mum. The least he could have done was clean up his mess. And he ate all the ice cream too.
Mum opened the dishwasher. I was just going to put some cereal in a bowl, but she stopped me.
You are going to help me clean this up, she said. That's not fair, I groaned. It's not my mess.
Well, it's not mine either, said Mum. So you can help me clean it up.
I knew deep down that it wasn't fair for Mum to clean up the mess on her own. I helped clear the table. I heard Mum mutter under her breath once again,
next time he's going to clean up his own mess, that monster.
I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything at
all, and I just decided to help as much as I possibly could. Chapter 4. Buzz slept in for a long time. I played some games with Matthew. Finally, Buzz woke up. He came into the living room wearing Mum's bathrobe again. This time, he had a pair of black socks with reindeers and Santa faces on them. I don't know why, because it wasn't Christmas.
"Hey guys," he said. "Do you want to play outside today?"
"Hey, yeah, let's do that," I said. "We could go on the trampoline and have a game of soccer."
"We can have Caden and me against you," Matthew said to Buzz.
"Alrighty," said Buzz, "just as soon as have I had some breakfast. Oh, I love breakfast."
Buzz had 3 big bowls of cereal. I couldn't believe he was eating so much after his enormous midnight snack. When he was finished, I put the bowl and spoon in the sink, the milk back in the fridge, and the cereal back on the shelf. I didn't want Mum to get mad again when she saw a dirty kitchen. We put on our sneakers, our trainers, and Buzz put on a pair of boots. Then we went outside. First, Buzz gave us piggyback rides around the yard.
"Do you know how much fun it is to have a monster give you a piggyback ride? It's amazing. You would absolutely love it. I can tell you that.
I know how to do some tricks on the trampoline."
"Well, so do I," said Buzz. "Do you want to see them?"
"Oh, yeah, yeah, let's see."
Buzz got on the trampoline. He jumped higher and higher and higher and higher. Then he did a triple somersault. He jumped higher again and higher again and did a triple backward somersault.
"Whoa," said Matthew.
"Awesome," I said.
"If you think that was good, watch this," said Buzz.
He bounced even higher than before. Then he did a double somersault with 2 twists. Matthew and I watched with our mouths hanging open.
How could such a big monster do all those cool tricks? We then all jumped on the trampoline together. It was so much fun.
Next, we had a game of soccer. Matthew and I made a good team, but it wasn't easy playing against such a big monster. But because we were smaller than Buzz, we could move around easier and faster. Matthew managed to pass the ball to me. Before Buzz could get to me, I kicked it.
"Score! Goal!" said Matthew.
Then Buzz kicked the ball. He kicked it so hard, it went flying over the fence, twice.
Sorry about that,"
he said to Matthew. But we continued to play football.
But then it went over again, and again, and again.
Matthew went once again to knock on the neighbour's door. It started to rain. We kept on playing. Then it started to rain harder. Finally, we had to go in because it was raining too hard. We ran into the house and wiped our feet. We took off our trainers, our sneakers. They were really, really muddy.
"That was the most fun ever," said Matthew.
Buzz didn't stop to take his muddy boots off, though. He just walked into the house. The creamy carpet had muddy footprints all over. Matthew and I followed them into the living room. Buzz was sitting on the sofa. He had his muddy feet up on the coffee table. He had the remote control in his hand and was flicking through the channels. Just then, Mackenzie walked in the room. She stopped when she saw the muddy footprints on the carpet.
"Mum is going to be very angry," she exclaimed.
Just then, Mum walked in. She let out a loud gasp. It was so loud that Buzz turned around and looked at her.
"You okay, Mrs. T?"
he asked.
"There's muddy footprints all over the carpet," she gasped.
"Oh," said Buzz. "Sorry about that. I'll take my boots off."
He got up and walked back to the door with his boots still on.
"I can't believe this," muttered Mum.
"He'd better not ever do this again." Buzz came back into the living room.
"I'd love to help you clean up, but I'm really tuckered out after playing with the boys. I'm going to have a little nap. See you in a bit."
And he went off to the bedroom. Mum turned to Matthew and me. "You two can help me get these stains out of the carpet."
"No,"
we both groaned. "It's not fair. I had to keep
doing this. I did it in the morning in the kitchen, and I have to do it now," I said.
"And you are going to help clean everything up," said Mum. "You and Matthew were the ones that begged Dad and me to have a monster move in."
I groaned. Things couldn't get any worse, could they? "Oh, yes, they could." I started to get a cough.
Could this be from the rain? Could this be from the footprint, the dirty kitchen? I'm not sure, but I had a cough.
Chapter 5. That evening, everyone sat around the dinner table for dinner when Buzz came into the kitchen. He was wearing striped socks with different colours. He was also wearing one of Dad's ties. That striped tie perfectly matches your socks, said Mackenzie.
I know. I found it in your dad's closet. Hope you don't mind, Mr. T. Yeah, I didn't think you would mind, said Buzz.
I saw Mum and Dad exchange a look between them when Buzz sat down. I hope you like the soup I made, Buzz, said Mum. She ladled soup into everyone's bowl. It's homemade.
I really like Mum's soups. This soup was called cream of broccoli soup. I don't like broccoli, but when Mum makes her broccoli soup, it's delicious.
At first, everyone was quiet, but soon, loud noises filled the air.
Slurp, 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 slurp.
Loud, noisy slurps. We all stopped with our spoons halfway to our mouths. We exchanged looks with each other.
Slurp, slurp, slurp.
We tried not to stare at Buzz as he noisily slurped the soup.
Mr. T, he said. Mr. T, I like wearing this tie, but Mrs. T, this soup is to die for. So thick and creamy.
Thank you, Buzz, said Mum. You seem to be, definitely enjoying your food.
Oh, you got that right.
Then he picked up the bowl and held it to his mouth. While we watched, he noisily slurped the rest of the soup down. When he put the bowl down, he leaned forward. He let out a big burp.
Well, that was a good one, wasn't it?
Outstanding, said Matthew. I smiled and agreed, but I could see Mum with her perturbed look on her face again.
I must say, said Dad, you're a very enthusiastic eater.
Oh, I love my food, said Buzz.
Next, we had burgers to eat, and you know what happened, don't you?
Yep, once again, Buzz shoveled burgers in his mouth, talking with his mouth full.
When he had finished, there was ketchup, mustard, and relish on his mouth, his furry chest and all over the table. Once again, he used a tablecloth to wipe his mouth.
Oh my, I feel full. I'm going to have a little nap,
letting out another burp. He got up and left the table. About half an hour later, a terrible sound filled the air.
What is that awful noise? I asked.
It seems like someone is playing a saxophone, said Mum.
Very badly.
I remembered the small case Buzz had when he first came to the house. I knew now it was for his saxophone.
If he doesn't stop, I'm calling the police, said Matthew, covering his ears.
I'm leaving the house, said Mackenzie.
We listened to the painful sounds of Buzz playing the saxophone for another 10 minutes. It really hurt our ears.
We turned the TV up. We turned the radio up. It didn't help.
Then Mum got up.
I can't stand it anymore, she said.
We followed her to Buzz's bedroom. When Mum opened the door, Buzz stopped playing and gave us that big smile of his.
Hello, would you like to come in and listen? You probably can't hear my saxophone too well from the rest of the house.
No, we can hear it, no problem, said Mum. Oh, how much longer are you going to play?
I'll probably give it a rest now. It's hard work playing the sax.
Yes, yes, please, please, you need to rest. That's a good idea. Give it a rest.
You know, said Buzz, I'm thinking of taking up the drums too.
I saw the colour drain from Mum's face. Caden, I think we have a problem, shutting the door.
Problem? What problem? I said.
But I knew what Mum meant. We definitely had a few problems with our monster. And the next day, it got worse.
Chapter 6.
The next day was Monday. I had to go to school. I heard some noise outside my bedroom door. It was Mum and Mackenzie pounding on the bathroom door. I opened my door and peeked my head out.
What's going on? I asked.
Buzz is taking a shower. He's taking a shower and he's been in there forever, shouted Mum.
We need to get ready for school and work, said Mackenzie. Dad had already gone to work, but the rest of us had to get ready. From inside the bathroom, I could hear the shower. I could also hear Buzz singing. On top of it all, he's singing opera songs, said Mum.
Mackenzie pounded on the bathroom door again. Bang, 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 bang. Buzz, you need to get out of the bathroom.
No, shouted Mum. The shower turned off.
I'll be out in a minute, said Buzz.
That's what you said 15 minutes ago, said Mum.
All right, keep your hair on, I'm getting out now.
You have 5 minutes, or I'll break in there and drag you out, said Mackenzie. I snuggled back under my covers. It would be fine with me if I was late for school. I wondered what my teacher would say if I told you I was late for school because a big purple monster had hogged the bathroom. About 10 minutes later, I heard Mum let out a loud gasp.
Oh my goodness! She shrieked.
I jumped out of bed. Mum was looking in the bathroom. I could see why she was shocked. The bathroom was an absolute mess. There was water everywhere. All over the sink, the shower, and the floor. A big wet towel was lying in a heap in the middle of the floor.
What was he doing in here? It looks like a colony of penguins were playing in here.
From behind us, I heard another gasp. It was Mackenzie.
Look at the fur everywhere, she said.
She was right. There was wet purple fur in the shower and on the walls.
He makes a mess wherever he goes, said Mum. I can't believe it, said Mackenzie. He used my toothbrush too.
Mum and I looked at the toothbrushes in the holder. Mackenzie's toothbrush looked like, it looked like a monster had used it. The toothpaste tube was on the floor. He used a whole tube of toothpaste too, said Mum. We eventually all got ready that morning, but we were late. Matthew and I had to use a small bathroom downstairs. Mum said she was going to have a talk with Buzz. 2 weeks went by. Mum did have a little talk with Buzz. She politely asked him if he could clean up after himself, practice the saxophone outside, and not hog the shower. But do you think anything changed? Nope, they didn't. Not at all.
And I still had my cough.
When we got home from school and work one day, Buzz wasn't there. He left a note saying that he was out for the day. He was meeting up with an old friend of his. He left something else beside the note.
Look at the dishes he's left in the sink, said Mum. And he made a sandwich again and left everything out, said Mackenzie.
He left the milk on the counter too, I said.
Even I knew better than to leave the milk on the counter. Dad came home from work. While dinner was cooking in the oven, Mum told us that we had to have a family meeting. When we were all in the living room, Mum and Dad looked at each other. Then Mum took a deep breath. She told us the meeting was about Buzz.
I think Buzz is a nice monster, she said.
He's sweet, said Mackenzie. He's really funny, said Matthew.
He's fun to play with, I said.
But as you all know, there are some problems with Buzz. For starters, he's a slob. He's really messy. He can be inconsiderate. Sometimes he has no manners. We all took turns sharing our ideas. The problem is, said Mum, I think that's the why, and that's the way he really is. That's why he's the way he is, and that's who he is. He really doesn't see a problem with anything he does. Even after my little talk with him, nothing changed. So Mum and I have been talking, and we think it would be better if Buzz moved out. Before any of us could speak, Mum said, well, if he did stay, then all three of you would have to clean up after him. There was a moment of silence. Mackenzie spoke first.
I really like Buzz, but I agree. I think he's okay for a weekend guest, but that's it.
What do you think, boys? Asked Mum.
I like Buzz so much, said Matthew. But I think you're right, and I don't want to clean up after him.
Yeah, I said. I would like to be friends with Buzz, but I agree. I don't think it's a good idea for him to live with us anymore.
Of course I didn't want to clean up after him. Can you blame me?
Well, it's agreed then, said Mum.
When he comes home, we'll have a talk with him later. We'll have to tell him that he needs to move out. We waited for Buzz to come home. But how were we going to tell him that he had to move out?
Chapter 7.
While we waited for Buzz to come home, we talked about how we were going to tell him that he had to move out.
I don't want to hurt his feelings, said Mum. What are we going to say to him?
We thought and we thought and we thought and we thought.
It's not such an easy thing to tell someone, is it? Especially someone as likeable as Buzz.
Well, we could tell him we're having relatives come to visit and there's not enough room for everyone, said Mackenzie.
Or we could tell him that we're going to renovate the house, change the house, and his room has to come first.
Or maybe we just tell him the truth. At least a little bit of the truth, said Dad.
We sat and talked and talked and sat. Suddenly, we heard the door open. Buzz was home. We all looked at each other.
What were we going to say?
Buzz walked into the living room and sat down.
Mum was just about to open her mouth. But Buzz started speaking before she could say anything.
Hey people, I'm glad you're all here together. I need to tell you something.
What is it?
Well, I'm moving out.
What? We all stared at Buzz. We were completely shocked.
That's right, said Buzz. I'm moving out.
Buzz then told us that he had met up with a friend. His friend was going on a trip around the world, and he asked Buzz to join him. I remembered Buzz had told me how much he loved to travel.
We're going to Australia first. I can't wait. I'm going to learn how to surf.
Well, that's wonderful. We're really happy for you, Buzz.
She was right. We were happy for Buzz. Happy, but also relieved.
Yep, said Buzz. The trip is going to be great. I have to tell you, though, there are a few other reasons why I'm moving out.
Like what? Asked Mum.
I feel bad about saying this, said Buzz, shaking his head, but I have to tell you, I just can't stand it anymore.
Can't stand what? Asked Mackenzie.
Well, for starters, said Buzz, that music that you listen to, Mackenzie, do you have to turn it up so loud? Do you think the rest of us want to hear it? And you, Matthew, he said, you can sure whine a lot. Whine, whine, whine. It's really tiresome.
We all stared at Buzz. We couldn't believe what we were hearing. I'm sure our jaws were hanging open. Our jaws just sat there at the end of our mouths.
Buzz wasn't quite finished, though. And you, Caden, he said, looking at me. You're a great kid, but a lot of the time your mum has to ask you to do something 5 times before you do it. It's really annoying.
I stared at him. How could he say that?
And sometimes you pick your nose, buddy. Not cool.
I felt my face go red. Me? Pick my nose? I would never do anything so gross.
Mr. T, you're great, turning to Dad. But you're snoring. You kept disturbing my sleep. And Mrs. T, well, I can't really think of anything, Mrs. T, except sometimes you look like a little frazzled little lady. I think it's because you pick up after your kids too much.
We all just sat there. None of us could speak. Buzz then turned around and went to his room. A minute later, he stepped out with his suitcase in one hand and his saxophone case in the other.
Well, it's nice meeting you all, said Buzz. You really are a fabulous family. I'll never forget you. I'll send you a postcard from Australia.
And with that, Buzz gave a smile and a wave goodbye. Then he turned around and walked out of the house, whistling a tune as he went. We all looked at each other. None of us could believe what had just happened.
Chapter 8. Final chapter.
When Buzz closed the door, we finally spoke.
I can't believe that, said Mum. That was crazy, said Mackenzie. How could he say all those things, I said.
We stopped talking. Then Matthew spoke.
But it is true, though. Mackenzie does play her music too loud.
Yeah, that's true, I said.
Oh, really? Said Mackenzie.
Well, you do whine all the time, Matthew. And Caden does pick his nose sometimes.
I do not, I said.
Yeah, you do, boogie boy, said Matthew. We all started shouting and arguing with each other.
All right, that's enough, said Mum. We don't need to argue about it, she paused. But okay, we have to admit, Buzz was telling the truth. And he's right. I do pick up after all of you too much.
Okay, said Dad. Mum's right. Everything Buzz said was true. So maybe now we can all work on our own bad habits, right? We all slowly nodded.
But let's get one thing straight. I don't snore.
We all burst out laughing. Yeah, right, Dad, we know you do.
After we stopped laughing, Mum said, It's really strange though, isn't it? Buzz could see everybody else's bad habits, but not his own.
True, said Mackenzie.
But I am going to miss him.
Me too, said Matthew.
Me three, I said.
And we did miss him.
And for as long as I live, I'll never, ever forget that a monster had moved in to our wonderful family home. The end. Devin, boys and girls, that was a long, long story. 29 minutes. That is officially my second longest story on Mr. Charlton's Audio Stories. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoyed it. And I will see you again very, very soon on Mr. Charlton's Audio Stories. 3, 2, 1, bye, bye, bye.